Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 9th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about numbers of people who attend political rallies in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
And wish to welcome you to the program, those that have actually joined us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about attendances at political rallies and election outcomes.
A large number of people attending an MDC Alliance rally at White City Stadium on Saturday. Some MDC Alliance activists put the figure at 35,000, while others claimed that there were as many as 50,000 MDC Alliance faithfuls. The Bulawayo City Council, however, says that the stadium can only take up to 20,000 people sitting on the terraces and on the field of play.
Do members really matter? Do numbers really matter in politics? According to Mariela Strasberg, political rallies provide party leaders with information that enables them to mobilize voters, monitor voters' response to their messages, and gather information about opponents' electoral strengths and weaknesses.
In Zimbabwean politics and beyond, do such numbers translate into tangible votes?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yebo, ngihambe zulukandaba linjani lapho khona khona ngapho tina ngapha lo wande siyaphila. Ye, lamhla sikhangela kunoku ukuthi abantu abaningi bajale ukubonakala besiya emaralini. Sathi ke imihlangano le iyabisenzwa ngamabandla atshiyeneyo. Sibonile ke ngempela viki abantu abaningi bahambile khona ngale ku-MDC Alliance eWhite City Stadium. Abanye bacabangela ukuthi bekulabantu 50,000, abanye bacabangela ukuthi bekule 35,000. Kube sokubuya ke i-City Council yakoBulawayo ukuthi hayi bo, phela abantu okumele bangene e-stadium lesiyana bayi-20,000, abanye behlezi phansi kuma-terraces, abanye lapho kudlalelwa khona umdlalo. Kodwa ke nxa sisikhangela khonokho abantu abaningi bangaze baye emaralini, kambe kutsho ukuthi uza wena yini ukhetho? Question marking ka konapho yilo daba lethu lalamhlanje. So asitshani kuzwele kunjalo fowethu.
Makadini mdiwe
ngaphela fowethu.
Nasi nyaya yedu iri pa nyaya dzinoitika muma stadiums nguva dzinenge dzichitwa misangano kana kuti marallies nemapato ezvamatongero enyika. Takaona svondorapera iri kuti kwakaenda vanhu vakawanda zvikuru ku White City Stadium ku Bulawayo. Vamwe vanoti kwanzi vanhu vanga vachisvika kuma 35,000, vamwe vanoti kwanzi kuma 50,000. Chatinoona chatakaona ipapo ndicho kuti vanhu vakaenda vakawanda kumusangano uyu. Chatinoda kuziva ndicho kuti vanhu ava kuwanda kwavo uku kuchaonekwa here muzuva rokuvhota mwedzi mishoma nene iri mberi, kuti kuvuya kunoita vanhu kumarali ndiko kuvuya kwavanoita here kuzovhota kana kuvuya kuvhota yasvika? Ndiyo nyaya yatoda kuti tione kuti yakamira papi. Dube.
Yeah, kunjalo zvurukandaba. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And I guess we've got some people who have already sent us messages on Facebook and all those other platforms. Remember that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. And I'm happy that we are now joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Thompson Ajou, an independent political commentator based in London. Mr. Ajou, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners. Well, good morning to some, actually, because you...
Yes.
you have a global audience.
Yes, certainly, yes. So now when we look at numbers, you know, the numbers of people that attend political rallies, we know that some political scientists actually say that it's a question of political parties wanting to gauge their strengths and weaknesses. What's your take on all this?
I'm not sure where that is coming from. It might have been coming from the Twitter generation of politicians, which could be extremely unhelpful and could be done for two reasons. One, you always want to give the impression that you have more support than you actually have nationally. And also in the event of you losing elections, you want to have grounds to dispute the results by saying that you had the numbers as evidenced by the number of people who attended your rallies. But there's no evidence, scientific or otherwise, that numbers at a rally mean anything. You, in the case of Zimbabwe, let's be very specific. Bishop Abel Mzorewa, when in 1979, 1980, when he was the transitional prime minister, used to fill stadiums. But we all know that the UANC, which was his party, lost dismally to ZANU-PF and, of course, ZAPU. The white people at that time, Ian Smith and others, had protected a number of seats. But Bishop Mzorewa lost. And even in the case of great parties like ZAPU, when Joshua Mkavuko Nkomo, Father Zimbabwe, used to address stadiums in Harare or any other place, you had hundreds of thousands of people, but that did not translate to the number of seats that ZAPU got in 1980. And we also saw that just recently, as recently as last year, when President Robert Mugabe, former President Robert Mugabe, and former First Lady Grace Mugabe and others were doing the youth interface rallies, you had upwards of 60,000 people at every stadium when they were going around the country. But those same faces, those same people who were wearing T-shirts praising the former First Family and attending those rallies, some of them actually forcing people to attend, were the very same faces that we then saw dancing, saying that the crocodile must come in and vote. So there's no guarantee that those people are actually going to translate into anything like a vote. And maybe precisely for the parties involved now, in 2013, just before the election, former MTC president, the late Tsvangirai, filled... I think there was a massive crowd that came in Harare, and it was seen as the last rally. It was called the Freedom Rally and March and all that, but that didn't translate to the votes because in the end, ZANU-PF had a two-thirds majority. Numbers are just a matter of cosmetic portrayal, but there's no guarantee that they will translate to any electoral success.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zhou. Can you just hold on there? We're coming back to you. I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Miss Maureen Katemaunga, who is also a political commentator based in Harare, and she's currently researching. She's at a university in South Africa. Miss Katemaunga, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Wande will pose a question to you.
Nyaya tiri kutaura nayo nhasi inyaya yevanhu vanoenda kumarallies sezvamanzwa zvitaurwa neumwe vatinotaura nawo nhasi kubva kunguva yana Bishop Mzorewa kusvika kunguva yeZANU-PF just recently nyaya yevaimbove mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nomudzimai wavo kuti vaita marali vanhu vachishaya pokutsika vachishaya pokupinda kuri kuwanda asi zvepavanga vabva pachigaro takaona futi nhamba dzakakura dzavanhu dzichipemberera kuti ava vabva pachigaro munozviona sei kana makatarisa vanhu vanoenda kumisangano nekuzonovhota uku pane nzira yamunogona kugeja here kuti muone kuti zvingafamba sei kana makatasa vanhu vakawanda vanenge vauya kumusangano?
Vika, ini chekutanga chandinoda kutaura ndechekuti misangano inoitwa marari iri paviri kana tichitarisa zvematongerwo enyika muzimbabwe. Chine chekutanga chinoitwa nebato rezanup f chekuti kana vachiita musangano wakaita serari vanoenda vonokorokodza vana vechikoro, vonokorokodza vashandi vehurumende, vonombunyikidza kunyange nemadzimai anotengesa musika kuti kana usikwe ikoko mangwana haurongedze musika, vobva vatinhwa vanhu vonoungana. Saka zvaiitika nguva yaGrace naRobert Mugabe vachiunganidza ma60,000 people, ma50,000 iwaya yaitaurwa mumapepanhau, yakanga iri nyaya yekuti vanhu ava vaienda nekutyira upenyu hwavo, zvakanga zvisiri zvekuti vachida. Tozotarisa zvinoitwa nemamwe mapato kunyanya nenabato reMDC, iye zvino MDC Alliance, kune kuti vanongotaura kuti tine gungano rakati kwakati, vochiita vanhu vanouya vega. Vamwe vanoti isu tinoda kuuya, asi nemaomero akaita zvinhu, nenyaya yekuti handiendi kubasa, nenyaya yekuti handina chouviri, handikwanisi kusimuka kubva pano pandiri muGlenview kunosvika kana kuti pamazimbabwe grounds kuti ndinzwe zviri kutaurwa. Poitawo mumwe anoti aiwa, nekuti shoko rakakosha, shamwari chibatoone apa upinde mubhazi utese usvike panzvimbo. Saka munoona kuti pane paviri, pane pekuti tine magatherings anoungana vanhu vanenge vachida, kwosa magatherings ekumbunyikidzwa. Gathering yekumbunyikidzwa ndo inocreata that false impression yaiona panana Mugabe. Vanhu vai vaimbunyikidzwa kuenda ikoko, hurumende iripo ike zvino yava Munangagwa nemasoja avakashanda navo kubvisa Mugabe vakangonotora futi vanhu vaya vanovambunyikidzwa vachivaendesa kumagathering. Saka zvinonepa kuti uchitarisa such type of gathering kuti umezve kuti vanhu avanodiwa. Zvatinoziva ndezvekuti tinofanira kutarisa kuti chii chashanda ipapo kuti vanhu vauye kurandi. Kana vanhu vaita zvekutinhwa, aiwaka, hatingazvitarisire kubaloti. Mutauro abva kutaura ndanga ndakateerera ndichangopinda muchirongwa, ataura nyaya ye2013 achiti marari yeMDC aikura asi achizonorakidza kuvhoti kuti hakuna chi vanhu vavhotira MDC. Ini ndinofunga kuti kubva 1980 we've had the most disputed elections in Africa. I think almost every election we've had yakaita madispute ari kumakaredzi mhosva, kunotoenda vanhu vachinotaura vaine umbo hwekuti election yabirwa papi. Saka hatingataure kuti
tichadzoka kwamuri muchinguva chishumanana. Dhuve, Ms. Karima Onga here raises some questions about the kind of some of the people who we find in attendance, like forced school children, like civil servants, and yes, also women at the markets who might be coerced to attend these meetings, and definitely those cannot be counted upon when election time comes. She says that there's always a reason behind the people attending rallies. And if we weigh this against voluntary attendance, we might get something out of those who go willingly to attend a rally.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about numbers of people who attend political rallies in Zimbabwe and beyond. So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And our guests are Mr. Thamsa Ngajou, who is a political analyst based in London. And we also have Ms. Maureen Katemaunga. She's a political commentator and a researcher based in Zimbabwe. So sibuyekuweke ngamafishane, Baba Joe. Xa sukhangele sibili khona kukuthi abantu bagcwala emaralini betshaya itoyitoyi betshaya izilogani into ezinjalo, ngamafitshane sibili, ubone ngani ke nxa sokubuya emavotini la uyabahuka uthini?
Okwenzakalayo yikuthi abantu bengabuya eralini njengoba ethile udadewethu lo omyokhulumileyo eseGoli ukuthi sabe singakwazi ukuthi balandeni njalo be kulo kufuqa abantu okusuke kwabakhona ukuthi be babe khona kulo mhlangano ulende bani. Kodwa nxa bezivuyele then enye into okumele sikhangele ukuthi babhalisa yini ukuthi benelise ukuthi bevote. Ngoba kungenzakala ukuthi abantu bayavuya, abanye balanda ukudla, abanye balanda izikipa, abanye labo njengokuzwa kwethu ukuthi babebuyile bethwelwe ngamabhasi ukuthi wozani ngapha, sebe singakwazi ukuthi bathenjiswene. Okuhluphayo nxa sikhangele indaba leyi ekhaya ikakhulukazi, senzela ukuthi nxa kungaba lomuntu okhulumayo ukuthi hayi ube labantu ekhulume inamba eyabikhona, sizwa abanye besithi hayi iWhite City sincane kakhulu sokumele siye BF. Right, yebo ye kungaba khona, kodwa abantu laba babuye bevela kuma constituencies zona lawa kobulawayo na. So nxa sesikhangela usasa ukuthi litholeni in terms of abantu abayevotile mzwa nokhetho, then kumele likompare ama numbers ona lawana ayebuyile. Nxa kuyukuthi ngabantu ababuyileyo bevele Harare, abanye besitungwiza, abanye Maswingo, then kuzahlupha usasa. Kodwa ke into leyi nxa siyikhangelisa ukuthi nxa siyikhangelisisa kuyahlupha mnumzana, ngoba sabe sidinga ukuthi sibe lolwazi olugcwele ukuthi lapha umuntu ole support eningi okudlula abanye ngubani. So abanye basuka bethi bona hayi njengoba libonile sengcwalisa i-stadium ngithi. Kodwa mzwani Islanders le Dynamos zidlala, awuzange kube labantu abaningi ukudlula laba abatholakala eralini. So ubaba uMgabe esakhona wagcwalisa laye iWhite City Stadium. 2 weeks later base bemkhiphile. Kwaswelakala owayelokukhonona ukuthi ukhitheleni. So imbona njengani into leyo yokukhangela amanumbers nabantu ababuyileyo, hayi asonto engasitshengisa ukuthi umuntu ole support eningi ukudlula abanye ngubani. Into okumele ibe khona ukuthi kube lokuvota okuhle, kungela muntu ohlukuluza abanye, kungela muntu othi wena votela lapha uvote so, kungabi lenduna kumbe usobhuku kumbe umuntu okhokhela iparty esigabeni uyabeza force abantu ukuthi bevote ngendlela athanda nentando yakhe yena.
Sikubamba umlomo khonapho ke Papa Joe. So all what Mr. Joe is saying is that some people go to rallies for different reasons altogether. One of the reasons could be somebody is looking for a t-shirt or a cap, you know, and somebody is looking for food. So
which is quite true.
Yeah, which is quite true. And then some people are actually taken to rallies using buses. You know, they are ferried by buses. So he says all these kind of intricacies, you have to see exactly why people come there through the outcome. So if ever, let's say, people are at a rally to look for t-shirts and other things, it won't translate definitely, into votes. So he says what we need to know is the number of people who have registered to vote, which is very tangible in terms of the outcomes. And he says there are certain other issues that you have to consider too. Is the election going to be free and fair? Let's stop at that and then take another caller.
Right.
I think we've got Ubaba Mbongeni Cingweni. Ubaba Mbongeni unja? Yeah, Mbongeni. Siyaphila Mbongeni. So akutsho ukuthi wena abantu bobona bebuya kumaralini kutshoni khonokho?
Ya, into yokuqala nje bona abantu ababuya kumarali siyababona laphayana ku-NDC, but angeke kakhulu sikufanise nalokho bekusidlakala kuzanu PF kusangurobert. Isikhathi sangurobert laphayana, urobert isikhathi
esilingiurobert lapho uthubani urobert Mgabe?
Umgabe anti ngurobert.
Okay.
Laphayana bebengabantu labana abafosta abantu ukuthi hambanini ngenkani, izakhamizi zethusele ukuthi hambanini ngenkani. So lokho ku-LDC kuhlukile kakhulu nokwenzakala kozalo PF. Into nje kuphele yesibili ngokuthi uthetho lusakude kakhulu ukwenzela. amanye amabandla la ikakhulu leli lezana uPF akasikaliboni indlela elenza ngayo ama-runs ukuthi lizoqhuba kanjani ngaphansi kukamnangako. Kodwa ngendlela engibone ngayo ku-NDC laphana abantu baningi impela abahambileyo, but into ebuhlungu yokuthi iningi lakhona uzothola ukuthi ababhalisanga ukuvota. Ngoba eBulawayo laphana bekulokhu kukhulunywa ngokubani abantu ababhalise ukuvota, bekubonakala inani lakhona liphansi kakhulu. Kodwa vele into esiyaziyo ukuthi iBulawayo yonke nje vele ayizange yavotela izanu PF noma yinini. Lokho vele siyakwazi vela, ngeke sithole sithi siyakubuza ukuthi izanu
kodwa ngasukhangele sibili ngasukhangele Mbongeni anti uyabona ukuthi uJamisi ube labantu abaningi sibili kodwa kujoni kona kutsho ukuthi uzazuza amavoti angcono kumbe vela kula voti liyabuye kona.
Hayi, yeni voti lizoba khona but ukuhamba kwaba abantu laphayana yikho ngishilo ukuthi asikaboni ukuthi umnangakwa yena uzothatha kanjani abantu. Ma ngabe umnangakwa naye sizobona ngaye umnangakwa ukuthi abantu bazoba baningi noma bazoba bancane. Ma umnangakwa ama-supporters akhe ezoyehla, hayi kutsho ukuthi i-NDC ingalithatha ukhetho ufanele uthabisa ngawina ngempela.
So wena ubona ngazani nxa kula bantu abaningi kutsho ukuthi abantu bayakusekela sibili?
Lento leyo inzima kakhulu ngoba masiya siya kubhekisisa kakhulu laphana siwabonile amavoti e-America laphana ukuhamba kwayo ekuqaleni uClinton wayesiba nabantu abaningi kodwa kuthe ukhetho selusondile laphayana sabona naye uDonald Trump esenguye manje-ke osethatha abantu bonke. So yikho engikushoyo mina kokuthi laphana asikaboni kahle ngoba ukhetho ngathi lisakude kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi yikho lapho esizobona khona mhlawumbe sekusele inyanga eyi-1 okokuthi ngubani vele ezolunqoba ukhetho kuzophuma mcele. Ngokuzana uphethe nangokwaya sayibona amakhankaso ayo kakhulu ukuthi ikhankasa kanjani. Kodwa ma ngabe sibhethe sesibona naye ukuthi ikhankasa kanjani singabona ingathi abantu bakhona babaphansi kakhulu njengalokho kwakuvele kusenzakala ngakhona. Yikho lapho esizobona khona okokuthi hayi ichamisa ngaba nakho kuyini ukhetho.
Siyabongakakhulu
kakhulu.
Ya, siyabonga kakhulu ke Mbongeni.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
So Mbongeni is not quite certain whether these numbers at rallies cannot add up to some good votes. So he says, apparently, Mr. Mnangagwa has not yet started campaigning in public, like having these rallies. So he says, maybe if we see how many people he's going to draw, then we can easily say, maybe Chamisa is going to win or is going to lose. So he says, you can use those numbers, actually, to determine some of these things. But he put some kind of an example of Mrs. Hillary Clinton and Mr. Donald Trump during their election campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you know, Clinton used to draw large crowds, but what happened? Something happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, let's be cautious about the whole thing. That's so right. I guess we've got a caller, right?
Yes. Mkoma Roy Muchiripere.
I think he's there.
Hello? Muriko Jinswire?
Andrew Kunzwai.
Oh, good. Tibasire wone pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iyi.
Mamirira maonera ndiri kuita nyaya manumbers inogona kunge ine role yaino player pa support yemunhu kana kuti pa mavoti pane zvichabuda musarunzo. Aziri pachena wese anoenda kuma rallies MDC achamisa hapana munhu anomanikidzwa kunzi pinda mubhazi uende. Hapana munhu anomanikidzwa kunzi vhara musika tiende kumarali. So maonero andiri kuita inyaya yeself will inogona kuva nechokuita futi pasapoti inenge ine munhu because as it is iko zvino izvi vanhu vachiri kutya iko zvino vachinzi nenyaya yeviolence but nekufamba kwenguva vanhu vakaona vakameka shuwa kuti hapana munhu ari kurohwa, hapana munhu ari kumanikidzwa. Those numbers it won't surprise kuaona achiramba achikwira.
Pane zvamataura muchitangidza mati manumbers amtiri kuona aya ane chokuita nezvichaitika pazuva rokuvhota. Asi iko zvine zvimoita zvese kuti vanhu vanoenda kumarali aya vachitya kuti vanozonzi havana kuenda kumusangano. Munganyatsotsanangura ipapo here? Nekuti panoita zvokuti pari kupukidzana pfungwa dzenyu dzoita sedzinopukidzana ipapo totora ripi shoko apa
pandiri kutaura ndipe kuti obviously pane mapato maviri akasiyana
yeah.
ndo mabhiza maviri atakatotarisira bhiza rimwe ndo ruling party saka tiri kuruling party ikoko tinoziva from since 1999 pakafonwa MDC vanga vachishandisa vechisimba izvo hazvina mubvunzo saka vanhu vachiri nekutya kuti kana tikasaenda kumarallies misika inozotozotorerwa misika tozorohwa tozoitwa sei then kana zviri zvetaa kune rimwe side rekuMDC wese aenda ikoko vazhinji vari kuenda ikoko hapana ari kumanikidzwa because avo kuenda kana kusaenda havasi kutiritena vanhu havanambobvira vatiritena munhu because havasiri kutonga saka vanoenda ikoko nhamba yatinoona iri kuMDC its likely kuti maybe 90% yevanhu vanoenda ikokoko they are likely to vote MDC but vanoenda kumarallies ezanup f inini I was there in Zimbabwe ndaifu taimanikizwa kunzi endai kumarallies but I never voted zanup f
tinotenda nemashoko enyu iwayo Mkoma Roy he's saying that the numbers that we see undoubtedly play a role in the outcome or in the turnout of people on election day but he also cautions that the people when it comes to rallies people are still afraid to stay home because they might be questioned as to why they didn't go to the rally although he singles out ZANU PF as the party that forces people to go to their rallies yes so that's what he's saying and that he believes the MDC numbers because he says that MDC does not force or threaten people to attend these rallies.
Right, let's go to Maureen. Maureen Katiyo-Maunga, you are still on the line, right?
Yes.
Now, there's this issue of ZANU-PF forcing people, allegedly forcing people to go to rallies, right? And yes. And people are saying those people have been coerced, but ZANU-PF has been winning, right? So can we try to reconcile that, you know, because I can see there's a problem.
Okay, this is exactly what I was saying at the beginning. Mm-hmm. When I said that the MDC only advertises and announces its rallies, mobilizes, but does not coerce people. So the numbers you see at the MDC are organic, authentic numbers of people who actually want to be at the rally and to hear the message that the leadership of the MDC is carrying. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, ZANU-PF is forcing, you know, vendors in that area, they frog march. Even school children who are not even like a voting age, who has not attained the age of majority, who cannot even participate in the election, they are so much those.
But despite that fact, despite them being frog marched and so forth, if ZANU-PF does that, which means it works because it's always winning.
No, it doesn't work because there is no correlation between the rallies that ZANU-PF holds. And the election outcome, because I actually believe what the MDC has been saying over time that the ZANU-PF manipulates voter behavior. ZANU-PF manipulates the result of the election. Mm-hmm. There is rigging that goes on. It's fraudulent, and those elections are a sham of an election. You must not even consider the result as authentic because it's a sham of an election. It's a fraudulent election. They rig the election.
But Satik and the African Union said those elections were okay. Maureen Katiyo-Maunga, Satik and the African Union said the elections were okay. So are we to take that or maybe listen to other people saying things?
Yes, of course, because, you know, the African Union and Satik always emphasizes on the need to exhaust internal processes where you have to seek recourse before you go to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we've always said, and the MDC has always said, civil society, everyone has always highlighted that the courts are captured. Mm-hmm. The judiciary is captured by the executive in the country. And nobody's addressing that. That is where our problem is. So in as much as people might approach the courts with evidence, overwhelming evidence on the rigging of the election, the courts are captured. We are even in a worse situation now where Mugabe was chased out by the military, and there's apparent militarization of most of these things, including ZEC, where you have former military officials being part of the election commission. So when the results come, they're not, you know, even if you want to challenge them, we have people, the levers of power, people are controlling the levers of power, including the military, determining what happens in the courts, determining what happens in parliament. So it is a fallacy to say we are a parliamentary democracy, because nothing happens in the parliament without the hand of the executive, without the hand of the military.
Thank you.
So for me, the subject is looking at what they see on the surface, but they've largely ignored the call of the majority of Zimbabweans, that the will of the people is not being respected. The numbers you see at ZANU-PF rallies are huge. And the reason why they frog march people is to authenticate or to give legitimacy to the results that they cook. The election results that they cook must be in tandem with the... So it's an illusion that they are creating.
Thank you.
But for me, the numbers...
Yeah, thank you so much. Let's cut you short just so that we can take two callers. I think you've heard very loudly what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've got a caller there.
Yes,
caller.
Tina Mkoma, Tina Shechinaka. Muripo yere?
Mkumongo.
Makadi niko?
Aywa, hindi no fara zongo. Ameno tukwa kati kuwa shimtoni.
Aywa, ndizo zo, zishoma zishoma. Mwona kutibansira wode nyaya itinzo sabu nofunga.
Hii nyaya hindu yona ni mazizo maviri. Nekuti vanhu vanogona kuungana chose kana vaungana chigobudawo futi ne outcome inenge isingaenderani nezvinenge zvatinenge tamboonawo kumba pakuungana kwavanenge vaita paya. Asi nerimwe ziso tinoona kuti kana vanhu semuenzaniso kana uchinge wapinda kuchechi ukaona uchiteerwa navanhu vakawanda chero vasati vatendeuka paya paya, unenge une mukana wekutoziva kutoti aiwa pakuwanda kwavo ipapa pandinokwanisa kuwana a big number yevanhu vanenge vachizotendeuka. Saka ipapa apa ndinoona sekuti pakuwanda apapa pane mukana. Asi kana dziri senyaya dzepolitics zvinonetsa kututi zvinogona kubuda zvakadaro, nenyaya yekuti tinozoona kuti kune patinomboungana chose but outcome yacho after elections tee takatodyiwa kana tiri mabatorei takatodyiwa kana takato kutodyiwa asi rambenge richitounganirwa kumuunganirwo iwoyoyo. Iko lapo okwehlukana khona manje.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu. So ubona zani kuyahlupha kakhulu, kumbe umuntu pho nxa ukuthi ulandelwa ngabantu abaningi kumele wenzeni ukwenzela ukuthola amavoto nalani?
Right, nxa sebebuyile Ntunga kumele ukuthi ukhulume into ecacileyo, uchumayele ivangeli ngendlela eyiyo, ngoba uyakusutholile abantu abavelalele phela anti babebaningi. Kuyabe kumele usebenzise ithuba lolelo ukuthi ubambe bonke, ubatshele iqiniso, ubatshele ukuthi uzawenzelani ukuthi kwanise ukulokhu uze ukuba le namba yangikhona yonke injengayoneyo. In other words, unetenge usitere uyabule advantage enkulu Ntunga yokuthi uwine.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mfowethu, sibongele kakhulu Tinashe.
Namhlanje nahlanga umlomo njengomgabane.
Hayi, sino sibongele kakhulu baba. Sibongile. So that is Tinashe. What you are saying basically is that when people attend your rallies, say as many things as possible to convince even those that doubt whatever you want to tell them. Tell them until you convert them so that they will follow you.
Right.
So let's take another call. I think we've got Owen Ekwen. Owen Kumbami, kunjani baba?
Anya phila ke slings and khona ngapha.
Hayi, siphila kakhulu. So wena ubona njani kono ukuthi kulabantu abahambe emaralini bebanengi kakhulu, besiya kuzwa kumbe bazihambela badinga ukudla into ezinjalo, wena ubona njani?
Hayi, kuqakathekile. Mina umbono wami ukuthi sonke singamaZimbabweni akudingekanga ukuthi wena ohlala ngapha ukuthini yikho sicina sesiwa le lama problems ukuthi hey uvela ubulawayo uzayakade mina kulungile kimi ukuthi bantu bagada amabhasi behayo lamabhasi behambe ngoba lilizwe elikhululekileyo sikhululekile kumele uyezenzela okufiswa inhliziyo yakho kodwa mina into engiyithoyo ukuthi ivoti yakho is your secret. So wena nxa ukwazi ukuthi ufuna uvotelani uzahamba uyelalela uzehamba uyovota uwedwa. So mina ukuthi lijaje kusijaje ukuthi ubani uzawina nge-crowd hayi mina mboni njalo. Mina umboni wami ukuthi mina abantu abangunanzeleliyo is the power of i-internet. Kanti sabe sekubonile ngabona unkosana engenangena lapha ku-Facebook. Yikho mina ngibona yikho uzayoba i-game changer. Ama-stadium ngokwakudala kodwa abakhona abantu omama bethu nabokhulu abayazi ukuthi hayi mina sihambe kumarali but ababatsha thina 60% of the voters rolls ngabatsha. So mina I think okwenzakalayo lapha ukuthi ngaze bebhaswe ukuthini it's their strategy ukuthi berali abantu up. Kodwa mina into engifuna ukuthi sike ngifake amabili lapha ukuthi asikwazi ukuthi ama-voter roll lawa abantu baqeliwe kumbaqelwanga. Okuthi kumele sikwenze thina njengamaZimbabweans nje ukuthi kumele ukhankase wena iparty yakho ngokuthula njalo ukhulume into lelizayenza kulokuthi wena ufocus ngokuthi abanye wena usuziyenze lokhu awusenziyenze lokhu. The goal thina into esifunayo njengabantu abasakhulayo ngoba thina Gipsy ngilapha nje mina ngisidinga amathubo okuyekhaya ukuthi sasiyenze izinto siguqule ilizwe. So mina okwenzakalayo lokhu ngiyavumelana lakho ukuthi abantu kumele beyirala lapho abafuna khona as long ungasuze ucrosse i-border uye eZambia. Then
usuzabo chwa ke. Awu boni ke kubami. Sibonga kakhulu mnumzana. Sibonga kakhulu.
Hayi ikho lokho kudu.
Yeah. So according to Mr. Owen Koman he's saying it's okay to pass people to these rallies, you know? Mm-hmm. And people don't go there to actually carry your ex. So what they're looking for is different things. They may be there to watch how you're going to conduct your own rally. They listen, but their votes are a secret. Mm-hmm. So he says don't bank on crowds. Says the internet has played a very key role in some of these issues. So maybe he's on point. Let's go to Mr.
Yes,
Joe.
Yes.
Let's go to Mr. Joe.
Yeah. Joe Muripo Ere.
I think he's comfortable with developing English.
Mr. Joe, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Yes. We are getting different views as to how to interpret the large crowds that we see attending rallies. What have you discerned so far from what people are saying about this subject?
It appears to be a democratic view. There are different views, which is what you need in a democracy, people
yes,
to look at the same thing. I mean, if you are a Highlander supporter, if somebody falls down in the Dynamo's box, you are likely to say it was a penalty. And the Dynamo supporter is likely to say the different thing.
Right.
And I am quite encouraged by what I've heard so far, because those different views are a reflection of how people feel in terms of how they will interpret the figures and what they see.
Right.
One thing that is important, that the opposition in particular, I'm speaking here probably unfairly because of wanting the opposition to do well, because Zimbabwe will benefit from balanced politics, where no party thinks they can do what they want. So by that, I mean there appears to be a tendency within the opposition to replicate or to be replicas of what ZANU-PF is doing. So those very things that Maureen was talking about, where people are either bust or forced or coerced or whatever,
right,
you tend to see that in some section of the opposition as well.
In all this,
and also you then see in the manner that they choose their own leadership, because when you put the badge of democracy and say you are the democratic, you are exuding the values of democracy, you then need to make sure that that applies to you as well. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't do that, then it becomes difficult to then accuse ZANU-PF of doing anything that you are also doing, but saying you are not in power, so you can always do it anyway.
In all
and
this,
that,
Mr. Joe,
that is something that they need to be careful about.
Yes. In all this, do you see any political maturity, for want of a better expression? Do you see a willingness on behalf, on the part of the people, to attend these rallies for a purpose?
Well, it really depends, because there are two different things. The people that organize the rallies, mm-hmm. When they organize them, what are they hoping to achieve? Because Okombami was talking about it's okay to attend a rally wherever you want. But if you are receiving the same manifesto message that you have heard 15 times following the same person from one rally to the other,
right,
then what is the purpose of spending resources doing a rally in Chinoy if it's only the people of Gwanda who are going to attend it, that you have already spoken to 15 times? So it depends on what the political parties are seeking to achieve by having these rallies. In the old traditional sense, it was an attempt to reach out to the people that are in Chipinge, where you are saying the people in Chipinge have not spoken to me. I am a candidate. I want to go and have a conversation with them in a rally. I want them to hear my message. But if you are then going to carry your own Chitungwiza group that you have already spoken to every day to Chipinge, then that defeats the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is for cosmetic purposes where you just want to show how many people you have, then that becomes a different one. Because some people might want to come there just to support. Some people might want to help mobilize. So there are also different reasons why you see some of the buses going to and fro.
The only danger is that
all the leaders must always be true to themselves in terms of what they want to achieve
right.
by holding those rallies.
We'll get back to you soon, Mr. Joe. Thank you very much.
Before that, let's just read one or two messages on Facebook. We've got Eunice Zulu who says, Maraya, siyasebenza lapha for it. Then Busani Mbuso Ntini says, rallies combined with education and making sure people are registered to vote and turn out and vote. Yes, the attendance is normally a key indicator for good times. Then Baka Chizani says, very true, Mr. Joe. Busani also write, these numbers can translate into something good as long as elections are held in a free and fair environment. Then we've got Mlevu Ndlovu who is saying, hi, Gibson Danonoka. So he's greeting you as well. Eh? Then we've got Pamela Kumalo who says, your vote matters. And then Msunduzwa Ndlovu, we are going to vote for it. Raymond Mapakata says people need change. That is why the crowds, so many people are attending MDC rallies. And then we've got Maruleng Gift, who says, Molosipeng Gift, who says, thanks, Mr. Dube, for the program. And then Owen Kombami was just here. Says, I like this gentleman. I think he's referring to Joe. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Says, good analysis. I can listen to him all day. Very encouraging, right?
That's very encouraging.
Kaulani Mlauzi says, Viva MTC. And then we've got others like Busanintin, who says, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, just a different electoral system. Now we're joined by our third guest, and that is Professor Shadrack Kuto of the University of South Africa. He's a political analyst. So, Professor Kuto, good evening and welcome to the program. Professor Kuto, can you hear us? Are you on the line, Professor Shadrack Kuto? I think we've got a slight challenge. They will ask the producer to actually talk to him again. Maybe go to Maureen and then pose a question for Maureen.
Yes. I'm
told Professor Kuto is now audible. Professor Kuto, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. So we saw that at the weekend there was an MTC Alliance rally in Bulawayo, and there were so many people, you know, at that rally, and there are different figures that are being thrown around. And in previous elections, we have seen Mr. Tsvangirai drawing large crowds. The same with Mr. Mugabe, you know, during the time when he was president and a candidate for ZANU-PF in polls. So now, do these numbers actually translate into votes?
No, I think it's very difficult to be able to predict the results of elections from political rallies that are being held or meetings by political parties. People go to political parties to hear what is happening. Some go there because there are some advantages, or the persons going to address the rally are people whom they support. But when it goes to the ballot box, it may be a very different picture altogether. So I don't think it is proper to think that the attendance at political parties translate necessarily into votes which the political party has. I think that's important. And in Zimbabwe, you are talking about Bulawayo. There may be a preponderance of one ethnic group within Bulawayo area, but Zimbabwe has about 15 different linguistic groups, even though the myth is that in Zimbabwe you just have the Shona and the Ndebele contesting, but that's not the case. Zimbabwe is very diverse, and from that point of view, we have to be very careful in really translating attendance at elections with possible results during elections.
So is there any way that political parties can take advantage of those numbers, large numbers of people attending their rallies, to convert them into votes? Is it possible?
Well, they may get quite a number voting for them, those who attend their rallies, but it's a question in Zimbabwe at the moment. We are dealing in a transitional period because within ZANU-PF, there's a transition. There's a new administration. It has charted out certain differences with the old one, from the old one under Robert Mugabe, attracting foreign investments, trying to have an inclusive government for the nation, going to the diaspora and so on. Emmerson Mnangagwa has been able to do that. So the situation has changed. And I don't think people should go on the basis of thinking that ZANU-PF is the old ZANU-PF. But at the same time, the opposition is still split, and Robert Mugabe is also trying to push in another political party. So the situation in Zimbabwe is not very easy to predict at the moment what will happen. But I think that ZANU-PF under Emmerson Mnangagwa has a leading edge at this moment.
Thank you very much. Stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Maybe we can go to Mr. Zhou. And
thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Zhou, what don't you agree with from what Professor Guto just said?
No, it's not a matter of disagreeing. I have nothing that I disagree with, because it is a view, and this is the issue about democracy.
Right.
I might have a different take or different examples. For instance, when you look at the register, there are many people that we speak to. I'm from Bulawayo myself. I'm originally from Gwanda.
Right.
What you tend to see is, although there's a perception that that Bulawayo, there is an ethnic group within Bulawayo, like what he is saying.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, when you look at the voters' roll, you find that the majority of the people that are actually registered to vote in Bulawayo are not the people that you are expecting as a as an ethnic group. So there is more to the complexion of how people vote and an interpretation of certain results. And there are so many reasons for that. There are certain areas where ZANU-PF offered stands or plots or farms, or and then there are populations that found themselves in certain areas and then registered to vote. So there are many, many, many reasons. And you can go through the country and make analysis like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be unfortunate in a democracy if we promote the idea that if you are of a certain ethnic group or a certain age group, or if you are originally from a certain part of the country, then you can only vote one way, or you can or can't vote for particular political parties. I think we should accept that everyone's vote is secret and everyone has the right to change their minds about certain political parties. It must never be a given that there are certain people that will always vote one way or vote in another way.
Right. Thank you so much, sir. We'll come back to you. Miss Kademaunga.
I guess I'm told she's gone. Her she's number gone. Has dropped. But I've got a caller, Eunice, on the line. Can I talk to Eunice?
Yeah. Muruku Tinzwaere. Eunice.
Eh?
Makadi Nzenyu.
Tirinani, Makadi Iko.
Tirinani, whoa. I see my cerebone. Nipunga Zenyu Panyai.
Awe, apa ndinola kusanangura pampandanzo apa. Nekuti ndatama kune radio kundi kuno kicheno.
Ehe.
Saka panzi ZANU-PF ne MDC wachipa muenzaniso kuti MDC 111 vasinga manikizwa kuenda kumisanga. ZANU-PF inomanikidza. Ndopa ndinola kuti ndinyaso tsanangura apa nezvandazwa nemaonera ndinoita ndiri kuno ku South Africa.
Tsanangura itinzo.
MDC zvainoita MDC zviri pachena haimanikidzi. Munhu nemumwe munhu wega wega anoda rugare, anoda peace, anoda everything. Zvanhu zvakasununguka. Ndo zvinotaurwa neMDC. Saka vanhu vanomhanyira ikoko. ZANU-PF munoiziva here kuti ZANU-PF inokonzi ZANU-PF chiororo. ZANU-PF inobira nyako kuenda kumaelection, MDC haimbowini. Unless watoti wanoda kugadziswa zvemaballot box zvavo zvekuisraeri izvo zvakanzi maballot box akabva kuisraeri, vanoita something zvemasainzisi avo. Even mukadownloada vanogovadownloada masocial media maintenet zvese zviri pachena zvekutotaurika nekuti uyu munhu asagwa asati atoro zvake zvemararisi ari kuziva nokuti ari kuti ndinohwina. Vari kuziva zvaanoita, vane chisotsi. ZANU-PF kugara nekugara yaigorudza but ine chisotsi chainoita. Tatozvibata tinotozviziva zvese.
Aiwa mazvita zvenyu. Miss Eunice is saying that people, above all people, want peace.
Yeah.
But she also accuses that ZANU-PF of being violent and forcing people to its rallies.
Mm-hmm.
But then her later part of the comment is that Mnangagwa, we don't see President Mnangagwa running around doing any of these
campaigning
rallies
and so forth,
because they are plotting something. She mentioned the role that Israel is playing in assisting ZANU-PF. So you can see that.
And we know all those are allegations, right?
Those are allegations.
Yeah.
Are allegations, so, indeed.
Yeah. So let's cross over to Professor Shatrek Kutu. So as you heard this caller, you know, the last caller is saying ZANU-PF is always forcing people to go to its rallies. And it has allegedly, over the years, frog-mushed people to go to those rallies. So at the end of the day, you know, what is the reason that then brings ZANU-PF to the fore? Like, let's say, it always wins these elections. So does it mean that forcing people to attend these rallies is resulting in a good outcome for ZANU-PF?
Well, the two inputs we have got from those who have commented, first of all, I would like to underline the last one, where attending political rallies is not voting. Secondly, I think registration for voting does not mean you will vote. There are many people who register to vote but do not vote at all. I'm registered to vote, but whether I will vote or not next year when we have national and provincial elections in South Africa, I will decide that at that moment. And who will I vote for? I will decide that whether I'm in the polling station and before I go to the box itself and cast my vote. So there are a lot of things which can change. So just attending political rallies or registering to vote is not in itself a prediction on what will happen. I think that's very important for us to understand. And I believe it happens to all people in Zimbabwe and other countries. But be that as it may, I would like to say that elections are going to be hotly contested in Zimbabwe, but all I'm saying is at the moment, and in my prediction, ZANU-PF under the leadership of Emmerson Mnangagwa seems to have a leading edge over the others, but things may change. You can't really say until a day or two before the elections on who may win, who may not win, and so on. But I believe that Zimbabwe needs to move forward and move forward in a way where they do not regard the new administration in ZANU-PF as being simply a continuation of the old. After all, Robert Mugabe and his wife, Grace, are beginning to try and pop up a new political party and so on. And so things are changing even within the ruling party. But the opposition is still divided, and I think that MDC and its various branches and so on took so long to be able to really indicate that there was going to be a proper transition for a while. They waited until the last moment of the life of the late Comrade Morgan Tsvangirai, and I think that was wrong. And there's very little time for them to amass.
Thank you.
Electors.
No, thank you very much, Professor. Baba, Joe, ngamafutshane sibili, ubona ngazani phoke nxa abantu befundi bevotelwe kumenti benzeni emaralini lapha endaweni ezinjalo. 10 seconds.
Yebo, Dube. Okudingakalayo lapha so marali. Okudingakalayo ukuthi odinga ukuthemela abantu kahambe eyobona labo bantu. IZimbabwe, i-process, i-democracy ekhona eZimbabwe is parliamentary democracy, which means ukuthi u-MP nxa ezamela abantu kahambe, kumele abe ngumuntu ozisisa inhlupho zabantu laba azama ukuthi abamele.
Yeah, isikhathi
tuzo. Lakho kumele ukuthi nxa ingangena ku-parliament kube ngumuntu ozathatha lezo zinto and do something about it.
Yeah, isikhathi sesiphelile nje usibongile mnumzane. Sibonga kakhulu. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Thompson Lajou, who is a political commentator based in London, Ms. Maureen Katemaunga, a political analyst and researcher based in Harare, and political analyst Professor Shadrack Kutu. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Tanano Kawande. We hope to see you again next time. Good night.